Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
It is. Welcome. Welcome to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense Studios. I am Mark Walters, of course, filling your prescription for freedom today and every day of the week, 6 days of the 7 days. If you're listening to one of the stations that airs the broadcast delayed on a Saturday or something like that, why, gosh darn it, it's 7 days of the week. Couldn't be prouder of that. I'd rather be doing nothing than this, nothing other than this, spending this time with you today as we do every day of the week, because we can, because we should, because they don't like it, and because it matters. So let's get that in perspective right now. First, let me start with this. You know, I love happy endings, absolutely love happy ending stories. Those of you who might be new to the program or listening for the first time, what is a happy ending story? I'm not talking about kids' cartoons or Disney World. I'm talking about bad guys being put down by good guys. That's a happy ending in my book. This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. And in this country, you have a right to keep and bear arms, as you already know. The Constitution recognizes that right. It doesn't give you that right. Man can't give you that right. Man can only recognize it and protect it, which is what our founders did in our founding documents in the Bill of Rights in the form of the Second Amendment. They protected the Second Amendment right, our right, in the Second Amendment. They protected it in the Second Amendment. And by recognizing that our right exists, man has no moral authority. There is no man. Chuck Schumer or Rahm Emanuel have no moral authority to tell you you can't use a firearm to defend your life. It's that simple. They don't like it, which is why we're here. Because they don't like it, quite frankly. But what is a happy ending story? Happy ending story is when good people use guns to defend themselves. This happens hundreds of times a day in America, far more often than guns being used by bad guys. But of course, that gets all the press, right? You know the routine. If it bleeds, it leads. Nationally, anyway. You do see the happy ending stories, as I call them, locally. We see them. And I love them. And somebody out there right now is thinking, well, that's just awful. He's just glorifying violence. I'm not glorifying violence. I'm glorifying a good person being alive, able to defend himself and his family, his or her family being alive, at the expense of someone who tried to steal that individual or that family's life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. And come on, you know me. This should be on a bumper sticker. We've been talking about this for years here. I've been saying this. It's my phrase. If you attempt to take someone or deprive someone of their life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, you lose your right to all three of the above instantly, don't you? Instantly. And I couldn't care less what happens to you in the process. You've earned your demise. You being put down and your actions stopped. And by put down, I don't necessarily mean dead. I mean, if dead is what happens to you because of what you did, well, you earned that demise. That's your fault. And I don't care. That doesn't bother me in the least. I got past that a long time ago. It doesn't bother me. I don't consider your death or your injury a tragedy. I consider the tragedy to be the good person who was forced and required to use deadly force against you, stopping you. That's tragic that these good people must be put in this position because of this person's actions. To me, that's the tragedy. To do otherwise misplaces, misdirects, and misinforms Americans of the truth of what actually happened during that self-defense event. I think it's tragic that that good law-abiding citizen who doesn't have as much as a traffic ticket might have been forced to take your life and now has to live with that for the rest of theirs. That's the tragedy, not the fact that you're 6 feet under. That's not the tragedy. You put yourself there. I have no sympathy for you. Say something bad about your boss and get fired. Well, what'd you expect? Think I'm going to go home and weep in my coffee? Not going to happen. So it's easy to get on that soapbox. But that's a happy ending story to me, those of you who are new to the program. Let me read you one. Let me give you an example. Here's a headline. Home invasion ends with Yakima homeowner shooting suspects. Is that a tragic headline to you? Honestly, I'm asking you that question. Is that if you're driving down the road, if you're sitting in front of your computer, Maybe you're ignoring everybody and listening to headphones while you're eating dinner. I hope you're not doing that, but maybe you are. Is that a tragic headline to you? Home invasion ends with Yakima homeowner shooting suspects. Is the first thing that goes through your mind, oh, those poor suspects? No, I didn't think so. Now, there are people out there who probably think that way. You know, I don't know that this is the program for them if that's the case. But I'm being very serious here. These headlines matter. These stories matter because you're not getting the truth day in and day out. The media is ignoring this every single day. That's why we're here. In this particular case, Yakima, this is Washington State, by the way, and I love seeing this in a blue state where they're doing everything, the powers to be are doing everything they can to take away your rights and to infringe on law-abiding citizens' rights to bear arms. Throwing up all kinds of roadblocks. We've got another addendum to another anti-gun bill up there in Washington, you know, banning everything. And we see stories like this. It's very important. That's why I wanted this one to lead the show. Yakima, Washington State. Police are investigating after several masked suspects broke into a home and one was shot by the homeowner. Now, please, I beg you, put yourself in that person's position. Maybe you've been a victim of a violent crime or a home invasion. Imagine the terror. Sitting in your own home, watching TV, eating a bowl of popcorn, whatever it is you're doing, and several masked suspects break into your home. 4:40 a.m. Now, if it's my house at 4:40, I'm probably catching the beginning of a movie because it's not unusual for me to be up doing something at that time, writing, watching TV, relaxing, chilling out, you know, because I went to bed and woke up and now I'm up. Both the suspects and the homeowner were armed. Let me give you a piece of advice. Or really just maybe a warning. Maybe that's the best way to do it. If someone breaks into a home they know is occupied and they are armed, you and your loved ones are in grave danger. This isn't going to turn out well. A lot of times that's referred to as a hot burglary. We know them now, of course, as home invasions. Call it what you will. When someone kicks in your door when you're home and they know you're home or have reason to believe you may be home, or think you might be home, or aren't sure, but it's a pretty good shot you'll be home, and they do it anyway, and they're armed, you can take this to the bank, baby. This ain't going to turn out well. They mean business. Well, in this case, the homeowner was armed, as the homeowner should be, as every homeowner should be. The homeowner detained one of the suspects and shot at two others as they fled. One of the suspects was hit in the chest and hospitalized in critical condition. Good! That's amazing! That's a happy ending to me. You sit down right here, punk. Your other friend is out there bleeding out in the yard. The other one disappeared and left you here being held at gunpoint. Should you move, I'm going to shoot you too. That's a happy ending to this radio host. There's nothing tragic about that except what the homeowner had to endure. The critical wound suffered by the home invader is not tragic. It is the end result of a decision to kick in someone's door with a firearm and try to deprive that individual and his family of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Do you wish to argue with that point with me? Mark at armedamericanradio.org. I'll be more than happy to read the email. In fact, I'd love to get some emails from people who would like to argue that point with me. I'll be more than happy to read them on the air. But you won't, because you can't. It's impossible. I can tell you that much right now. You'll lose. But I love happy ending stories. You know, I'm also, I guess we're getting ready to take a break. When we come back, I want to tell you, my faith in our country, my faith in people, every day something happens to me that reaffirms my faith in good Americans. I'll set it up with this. You know, I had some work done at my house today before heading to the Armed American Radio Daily Defense USCCA studios on a water heater, just a water heater. And I got to tell you, the guy that came over to do the work was outstanding. just so much fun to talk to. It is amazing. Now, keep in mind, I live in a red state, okay? And, you know, I'm sure the camo hat wasn't a giveaway, right? Camo hats don't determine somebody's politics, right? Well, I guess it depends on what state you live in. Okay, maybe it doesn't. Maybe it really does determine someone's politics, okay? But that tells me that, you know, I'm profiling, right? Am I allowed to profile? Camo hat tells me that somebody that likes guns, likes to hunt maybe, okay, digs the outdoor lifestyle. That person is probably not some wire rim wearing liberal reporter. When we come back, I'll tell you briefly about the conversation. It's reaffirming to all of us, and then I'll continue talking about last night's monster show. It was huge. We'll be back right after this, right after these messages. Don't go away.
Hello, gun lovers. Did you get the brand new gun you wanted for Christmas? If not, don't worry. I've got some big news for you. You know, I proudly support the Second Amendment, which is why I'm a United States Concealed Carry Association member. And since the USCCA's mission is to train, protect, and ensure responsibly armed Americans, just like you and me, they're giving 10 of my listeners $1,500 each to buy a brand new Kimber. But this deal won't last long, so make sure you head over to defendthem.com. Lock in your 10 chances to win. If you didn't get your dream Kimber for Christmas, I know you're not going to want to miss out on the biggest Kimber giveaway yet. Remember, 10 names will be drawn, so that means 10 U.S. residents, 21 and over, will walk away with $1,500 to buy a brand new Kimber. Entering is easy, and it's 100% free. Just visit defendthem.com before it's too late. Again, that's defendthem.com, where your 10 chances to spend $1,500 on your dream Kimber are about to end. Defendthem.com.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win 1 of 4 guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Yeah, back in these USCCA Armed American Radio studios, the Daily Defense studios with you. Did you listen to the Monster Cast yesterday? It was great. I'm going to cover some of that conversation or conversations. That's plural, all you liberals. That's what that S on the end means. And I can't help myself today. I had a great conversation today. And I told you I had some work done, you know, at the house earlier today. And it was just a lot of fun. And it's not the first time it's happened. In fact, it happens quite frequently. But, you know, you got somebody come over to the house or do some work for you, or you get into a conversation with somebody in a line somewhere, or they see the grenade microphone, you know, secondary Armed American logo on the back of my T-shirt and say, hey, that's Armed American Radio, or, you know, hey, you're the host, I know who you are, or, hey, that's cool, what's that all about? You get into these conversations with people at random, and it's great because, and I hope you do too. Don't shy away from that. But it really does reaffirm a lot of what we talk about on this program every single day, and things that I've talked about for 8 years on this show, and will continue to talk about until God takes my last breath away from me. And that is that we all share. In other words, let me put it this way. Don't believe what you hear on TV and see on TV, folks. You got to get out. It's real life. And one of the fun parts of the conversation I had with a really nice guy today who did the work on the water heater for me, tankless thing, by the way. If you don't have a tankless heater, get one. A regular water tank is like so 90s, okay? Get a tankless one. Great for it. Endless hot water. You've got teenage kids, watch out. Your water bill's going to go up. But I digress. The point being is, you know, we got to talking about guns. A couple rifle cases and stuff, empty cases out in the garage, and he started asking me about shooting, and I never get to shoot as much as I'd like to, that type of thing, and it led into, of course, political conversation, and that led into, you know, how do certain people think certain ways? You know, I can't wrap my head around this stuff. So we wound up having a really fun conversation about everything. So we solved all the world's problems right there in my garage, you know, and I know you probably have done the same thing, no question about it. If you haven't, try it sometime. Be surprised how many people think just like you do. The vast majority of Americans do. Believe it or not, the vast majority of Americans is not what, you know, liberal reporter Katie Couric or whatever, whoever the rest of those clowns, it's not what they're reporting. Those are elitist bubbleheads. Real Americans really do think like you do. The majority of them do. The majority of Americans have a gun in their home for self-defense. And even if they don't, they believe in your right to have that. Many liberals have guns in their homes. And they think about firearms maybe the same way you do. They just think differently about other politics. But they think like you do. I know many liberals who have guns in their homes. Okay, does that make them hypocrites? Well, that's a discussion that we've had many times that I'm not willing to go into today. That is a legitimate question, depending on how they feel about other certain things. But in reality, most people do feel the way you do. Most Americans, believe it or not, really are and really do hold center-right values, not the leftist progressive garbage that you see on TV. That just gets a lot of airplay. So remember that when you go about your duties every day and have some fun. Don't shy away from conversations and meeting good people and have great conversation as a result, okay? You're really doing yourself a solid by slapping somebody high fives and getting into a conversation with them. Don't shy away. Last night's program, man, I got to tell you, education, information, entertainment, right? That's what this program is all about, education, information in an entertaining way. And last night, Armed American Radio covered all the bases, lived up to that motto, if you will. It started, and I'll just give you the deal from a host perspective, okay? Real life, live radio, 3 solid hours of live radio. And you spend a lot of time prepping for the show and going over what you're going to go over with your guests. What are we going to, that conversation, and a lot of times it happens spontaneous. But you still have to know what direction you're going to go. Well, I had a couple guests last night who were unable to be on the program, and I found out last minute. And, well, that leaves open, it left open for me two solid, well, actually an hour and a half, a solid hour and a half to fill. Now, this, again, not my first rodeo. I'm always prepared in the event that happens because people have lives and they do things and things come up and emergencies happen. Believe me, emergencies happen. If you heard the opening of my show last night, you know what I'm talking about. So I had to cover some things, and I got to tell you, last night came together just wonderful. Rob Pincus and Alessandro Padovani, edged weapon expert, otherwise known as a knife, a blade, were able to join me in the first half hour of the program to talk about what is really some hard-hitting, powerful stuff. It's not for the faint of heart. You've heard me say before that I'd rather be shot than stabbed. I carry a knife. I've got several Emerson knives that, to me, are the best blades in the world, and I've got others, too, that are very, very good, but my Emersons are my favorite. And I carry them more for a tool, a secondary tool, not necessarily for self-defense. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm no blade expert. I know enough with my knife to be deadly with it, and I wouldn't want to be somebody who got in my way with it. But I am by no means an expert with my blade. I am by no means as proficient with my knife in a self-defense situation as I would be with my firearm. Let me be very honest and very clear about it. I have nothing to hide with that. I'm not. And I'll tell you why. I don't like knives. Knives scare the crap out of me. They are brutal, personal, intimate weapons, both defensive and offensive. And what do I mean by that? Let's take defensive first. If someone is attacking you with a knife, they are not doing it from afar. Okay? There's no little Asian guy like in the movies in a black ninja suit throwing stars at you from down the street. That's not going to happen. I mean, you know, I guess it could, but in reality, it's not. If somebody's on top of you and robbing you with a knife, they are in your face because in order for that weapon to be effective for them, which is to harm you, they have to be right on top of you. And I'm talking bad breath distance. And that's frightening. Learning how to defend yourself against a knife attack, I'm going to be honest again, is not something that I have studied. Knives scare me because they are vicious weapons. They are gruesome weapons when used by someone who knows how to use one. You've heard Ernie Emerson on the program talk about it before. So it was a really good, albeit a short conversation, but a powerful conversation. I want you to think about it in these terms. Stripping a firearm is easier than stripping a knife. Would you have ever thought that? What are you going to do, grab the blade? It'd be the last thing you grab. You're going to lose a few fingers and tendons in the process. All right? So then from, of course, and we've only got about 20 seconds before the break, I'll come back and continue the conversation because knives do scare me, and I like talking about this stuff because I want you to feel what I feel when I do discuss these things. That's what makes the show so fun. All right, there it is. So we'll continue the conversation when we come back. I was talking about defensive. That person's got to be up on top of you. Now I'm going to talk about offensive use of a knife right after these messages when we come back. And we'll continue talking about last night's program. Highly recommend you take a listen. I'll explain in a minute.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, The media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show, you know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, today's Gun A Day giveaway. The Gun A Day giveaway is going on right now over at USCCAOnAir.com. USCCAOnAir.com. If you mess up with the Freudian slip and put in USCCA on AAR, you know, right? You like that? It'd still take you to the same place. We got you covered. USCCA on air or USCCA on AAR.com. 8 hours, 25 minutes, and 30 seconds from the sound of my voice right now if you're listening live. If you're catching it later, no big deal. Just head over to the site. If it's after midnight and you missed today's Gun A Day, no big deal. You'll know before I do what tomorrow's Gun A Day giveaway is. But today's is a Daniel Defense M4. 1649 AR M4 platform, wonderful firearm. It's a Daniel Defense. It doesn't get much better than that. And this month only, every gun winner also receives a free customizable gun case, a Negrini gun case with $129. Thing is very, very cool. And they're giving away a gun a day every single day through the remainder of this month. All you have to do is visit the site. Put your name in there, and how do you do it? It's easy. Activate a USCCA membership, a self-defense shield membership. Right now, there are 3 of them there, silver, gold, or platinum. I'm a platinum member. I'm going to tell you a little bit about the importance of that in just a few moments when I wind down today's show and wrap things up with Mike Strickland case out in Oregon. We talked about that last night. I'll go there in just a minute. But USCCAOnAir.com is the place to check it out. And if you don't win the gun a day, and look, the odds for this are pretty good. It's not like you, I'm telling you, it's not lottery odds. It's not like you've got thousands and thousands or millions of people heading over there. It's just today's odds are how many people go over and sign up for a membership today from USCCAOnAir.com and a few other sites that it funnels into. But the fact is, the odds are pretty strong. Better than you would think. Now, I'm not the lucky person, probably not for me, but I'm not allowed to participate anyway. And here's what's really cool. If you don't win the gun a day, you will be one of five people or in the running to become one of five people, grand prize winners, if you will, who walk out with a Pendleton Tech 75 gun safe. These things are valued at $8,000 a piece. They are Cadillac, Ferrari, Lamborghini. I don't know if you put Cadillac in there with Lamborghini and Ferrari, but you know what I'm talking about. They are the Ferrari of gun safes. I have seen them. I have played with them. I have wanted one. I do not have one. It's about $8,000. Unfortunately, I've got other things to spend $8,000 on right now today, and that safe isn't one of them. And boy, I'll tell you what, if I had the opportunity to pick one of those things up for free, I'd be all over it. USCCAOnAir.com. All right, let's go back to wrapping up the conversation with Rob Pincus and Alessandro Padovani from last night. Great Italian accent, by the way, Alessandro. Love that guy. But we talked about defensive use, right? You got a defensive knife use, you got offensive knife use. Either one of them require you to get up close and personal. If you're pulling out your knife and you have to use your knife, you are not going to be donning, you're not going to run to a phone booth. I don't even have phone booths anymore, but you know, take me figuratively, not literally. And changing into your ninja outfit, you're going to have somebody close enough to you that's going to require you to use your blade, your edge weapon. And you had better know how to use it. You get it taken away from you, you're in deep trouble. These are personal combat, hand-to-hand events. They are brutal, they are vicious, they are over quickly, and they are deadly. Very dangerous. We're talking about, you know, I'll quote Ernie Emerson, the great Ernie Emerson, edged weapon expert, one of the most famed and talked about knife manufacturers in the world. His products are no doubt the best there are, as far as I'm concerned. His handmade ones go on auction at the Blade Show in Atlanta in July for thousands of dollars. People spend $8,000, $9,000, $10,000 to get one of eight of his knives that he makes during the year. It's incredible. But he will tell you, in a knife attack, you'll feel like you got punched in the chest once, maybe two times. That's it. That's all you'll feel. A thump, thump in your chest. And the attack is over. Until all of a sudden, you fall to your knees and realize your shirt is soaking wet. And that's when it dawns on you that you're bleeding profusely because your chest has been punctured twice. You're going to die. You're bleeding out. Time to help you is now. These are very brutal face-to-face attacks. And when you're facing someone with a knife, you need to take this threat very, very serious. Very serious. So it's a brutal conversation to have. It's a secondary weapon for me personally. Again, I bring my own personal opinion to you. Because I carry weapons every day. And I get the question all the time, what are you carrying today? Right now, today, I'm carrying a Glock 43. It's in a sticky holster I have down here. And I am awaiting the arrival of my new gun belt from Alien Gear, the Bigfoot belt. I'm waiting for it. I can't wait to get that steel core. I've heard nothing but positive things from it. You can hear about it on the show. So I'll let you know when it comes in. I get emails about it all the time. But right now I've got a Glock 43, and sitting behind me some other things, and let me just say the P320 is not too far away. I'm really enjoying carrying that gun as well. So listen to that conversation. That's the education from last night, and it was a darn good one. Information, right? Education, information, and entertainment. Information last night came in the form of the Alan Corwin experience. If you know anything about my history and anything about my history with Alan Corwin, you know he is the only guest I've put on this program. There are many guests who are on repetitively. We bring you experts. We bring you A.W.R. Hawkins for his famed award-winning journalism, Second Amendment, Happy Ending, and political analysis from Breitbart News every week. We bring you Alan Gottlieb as frequently as he can make it from the Second Amendment Foundation. Alan Corwin is the only guest I've given a name to. His segments, the Alan Corwin experience. And there's a reason. A lot of it is personal. Alan and I get along very, very well. We're very close, very dear friends. But he is one of the most unique, insightful, amazing people when it comes to this that you'll ever meet, talk to, or hear. And it is a real thrill and a real honor to be able to bring him to you on Armed American Radio. And when you listen to the program, you will hear why it is the Alan Corwin Experience. He's wonderful. And we covered everything yesterday from you know, the things you wanted to hear about. National Reciprocity, the Hearing Protection Act. Alan had just gone to a liberal salon meeting where I don't know why he does it, but he goes and sits with, and it's really funny. I've been invited to them in Scottsdale, and unfortunately, the show got in the way, and I was unable because I couldn't promise I would be back in the studio chair in time. So as a result, I was unable to attend. I don't know that I could have sat through it. But Alan sits there and listens and interacts with some of the dopiest, far-left, progressive, near-communist liberals you can imagine. And he tries to have conversation with them, and it drives him crazy. But he's an animal when it comes to this stuff. So you got some insight as to what was going through their heads when it comes to politics. And then, of course, he always turns the subject to gun rights. And they just stop. They close up shop. They tape him up. There will be no discussion of it. And it's not in an argumentative way. They just refuse to discuss it. They don't want to hear it. And Alan, of course, is the author of 14 books and the purveyor of gunlaws.com. Now, I got to tell you this. Let me take this opportunity to remind you to head over to gunlaws.com. Alan's got every book out there, not only his own, but he owns Bloomfield Press. But they're all available at gunlaws.com. But his page 9, The Uninvited Ombudsman, he puts that out about once a month, and he gives his insight and his wisdom on the current news as it relates to you as a law-abiding, responsibly armed American in ways that you will never see done by anybody else anywhere in the country. That much I can promise you. Give him your email address and get on that list to read. And he sends it out, like I said, about every 4, 6, 7 weeks, depending on how busy he is, called Page 9, and read The Uninvited Ombudsman and get his wit and wisdom. We'll be back right after these messages. Don't go away.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
All right, the fastest hour in radio. It flies right by, I'm telling you. It flies right by every single day. But that's a good thing because we get to do it again the next day and the next day and the next day. Good heavens. I tell you what, man. Yeah, so let me continue with yesterday's show. I was talking about the education, because that's what Armed American Radio is. It's education, information, and entertainment. And education presented in an entertaining way. Information presented in an entertaining way. If you don't believe me, go listen to the show from yesterday. The camaraderie, the expertise that we bring to the airwaves in hundreds of cities is fascinating. And every night that the program is on the weekend program is one of the top three most listened to shows in the country. And there's a reason for that. But gosh, the information from Corwin, I can't help but talk about Alan Corwin. Sean and I were talking about it during the break. And I was using an analogy of a friend of mine in college who, you know, we only saw him about every 8 weeks. He'd come over and hang out at a buddy's apartment when I lived off campus. And I never saw him anywhere on campus until he came over to hang out with our buddies downstairs or above us in the apartment above us. But whenever he came over, we had a tremendous good time. He was a blast. And then after 2 days, he'd go back to campus, and I wouldn't see him again until 7 or 8 weeks later when we found out he was coming back over to spend the weekend at my buddy's apartment. And we had a ball, and that's very reminiscent of Alan Corwin. He's like that. That's why the segment is named after him. So give it a listen. Alan joined me for the entire second hour in yesterday's broadcast, and there's a reason, and you'll know why. His wisdom and wit is second to none. And by the way, he is a card-carrying real journalist of well over 20-plus years. He is a professional journalist, and to hear him talk about journalism, the state of journalism today, is really quite fascinating. All right, hour three was a continuation of the discussion we had here together on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. That's the Mike Strickland case out in Oregon. This is a very difficult case. Victoria Taft. Victoria is a syndicated terrestrial radio host and was named, I believe it was last year, Oregon Broadcaster of the Year. She broadcasts out of California and has been following the Strickland case since its beginning. Mike Strickland, of course, being the journalist slash videographer who became very well known in the Portland area covering some very difficult. If you've been watching the news and you're not, let's just put it this way. If you're awake, you've seen the leftist progressive garbage going on up in Portland, the violent demonstrations from the progressive left, you know, the tolerant left who wants everybody to get along and wants free speech, that shuts down free speech and throws rocks to get their way. And in this case, they went after Mr. Strickland, who was simply there to film and document what they were doing. In fact, letting the world see what those boneheads were up to. They don't like him because they know he's conservative. They know he's a gun owner, and they know he has a concealed permit handgun license in Oregon, and they attacked him. They surrounded him. He was surrounded by a mob of over 20 people. He continued to tell them to get away. They continued to threaten him. They were coming at him with flagpoles. They were surrounding him in skull masks. You've seen these punks, these losers, these progressive anarchist Obama, Clinton, Democrat, Schumer, Pelosi supporters, because that's who they are. The media doesn't tell you that, but you're smart enough to figure that out. They're Democrats. That's who they are. That's who they vote for. Trust me, they didn't vote for Trump. They continued to advance. He continued to retreat. He continued to retreat. At which point, when they got closer to him, the sticks got closer to him, he drew his lawfully carried firearm, never put his finger on the trigger, held them at bay, backed them off, telling them, leave me alone, leave me alone, leave me alone. He was simply charged that day with a misdemeanor. I believe the prosecutors called it menacing or whatever it was. It was a misdemeanor. Then when the progressive DA and the justice system in Portland went to work and found out, because some of them were at the protest, they later then charged him, once they knew who he was and what was going on, they later charged him with 21 felonies. He was convicted of 21 felonies for doing something, as Kevin Storrett from Oregon Firearms Federation reminded us last night, and as he reminded us on this program last week, that any firearms trainer worth their salt would recommend you do in that situation. That's what Mike did. Mike was convicted by a liberal judge on 21 felony counts, and at 37 years old is now looking at the rest of his life in prison. He's staring at 50 years. 50 years. 37 years old, that's a life sentence, pal. That's a life sentence. For doing something I would have done, you more than likely would have done, and in fact would have been trained by any competent professional to do. Very difficult case. We're going to continue to follow Strickland's case. I want you to go over to OregonFirearms.org, OregonFirearms.org, and you'll see everything on that page where you can go to donate to help this man. This man needs our help. He needs the law-abiding, responsibly armed community's assistance. This could have been you. And this is what happens when you surround yourself and vote in these progressive, communist, Marxist, leftist America haters. And that's what they are. Make no mistake. Don't let any of your liberal friends tell you any different. These are vicious, violent people with a vicious, violent, America-hating agenda. They hate you. And this is how it manifests itself. Don't let any of your liberal friends tell you any different. Salem, you're listening. Portland, you're listening. Eugene, you're listening. Medford, you're listening right now. And that's right, you liberals. If you don't agree with this, you need to stand up and say something. But Mike Strickland needs our help. Victoria is kind enough to come back on the program in the coming days and weeks. We're going to continue to follow the case and continue to keep you informed because the mainstream press isn't covering this. And this is a fascinating human interest story. This man's life is on the line. 37 years old. He's now convicted of 21 felonies. I got an email on the case saying, excellent radio show Sunday night. As always, I'm not an attorney, but I immediately recognized 2A fatal mistakes his lawyer made. One, asking for a bench trial with the judge instead of a jury trial. Let me address that quickly. The reason he did that was because the jury pool he and his attorneys found out was tainted. They found out that jury pool members were part of the protest, at which point he asked for the bench trial. Number two, not petitioning for a change of venue. And the letter writer, Fred in Seminole, Florida. And Fred, by the way, thank you very much for the email. Appreciate it. I've had a back and forth with him today, and I told him I would read this on the air in that email exchange. What I can tell you, Fred, and what I can tell you, listener, and those of you in Oregon as well as every responsibly armed American around the country, I don't know if they petitioned for a change of venue. I have no idea. That topic, as far as I know, did not come up in our conversation. I don't remember that happening. I will check with Kevin. I will check with Victoria and find out. Was he denied that change of venue? I don't know. I don't know if it was requested. We will find that out. Okay? So that's what happened in Oregon, and that could happen to you. It is more likely if you live in a crazy, whacked out, you know, and these are shrinking around the country, thank God, because of former President What's-His-Face, who decimated the Democrat Party, which was wonderful, and we thank him for that, at all levels of governments across the, of state governments across the country, but it could happen to you. In particular, more so if you live in a place like Maryland, if you live in a place like New Jersey, if you live in a place like Hawaii, if you live in a place like Washington or Oregon or California or Illinois or New York or Massachusetts or Connecticut. And for the most part, that pretty much covers it. The rest of the country is pretty gun friendly. We're going to get up and talk about it all again tomorrow because we can. I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. How do I close out every day for the last 8 years running? Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. No self-respecting caveman would have ever thought about it. I'll see you on the radio tomorrow on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your